When you think of Interstate 30, what you think probably depends on where you live. If you live in Northeast Texas, you probably think of a highway where the traffic isn't too bad, except when you get close to Dallas. You also might think of a highway on which there are lots of big commercial trucks, even when traffic is light. Of course, any interstate has lots of tractor trailers, but Interstate 30 has plenty, and it's expected to get more. One thing I-30 doesn't have a lot of is lanes and service roads. Much of the highway is a two-lane affair in each direction, and east of Mount Vernon, service roads are scarce to non-existent, meaning that an accident can either bring traffic to a complete halt or send motorists wandering around on small county roads trying to get around the mess. Yesterday in Greenville, public and private leaders from around the region gathered together so as to build momentum for planning for Interstate 30's future.
You know, rather than give you a bunch of numbers, y'all probably know all the numbers about transportation and the TxDOT budget, I think we are in a position where we've bonded and we can't bond anymore. I think there's a place for toll roads, but I think we should rely less on them. And that brings us to how do we fund roads?
State Senator Bob Dole. He was one of many elected officials in attendance for a meeting of the I-30 Task Force. The event was presented by the TX21 Coalition, a group devoted to planning for the state's future transportation needs. Chris Brown of the ARC Texas Council of Governments hosted the event. Brown says the group came together to make sure that I-30 doesn't get left out of the picture in the Texas Department of Transportation's plans.
The whole reason this got started and how everything kind of got off the ground this past couple of years is the 2035 plan for TxDOT came out, and there was absolutely nothing on it for Interstate 30. And that's when a few of us kind of got together and realized that if we don't start actually getting out there and beating the drum a little bit, we're never going to be on the plans for anything. The amount of freight traffic that actually comes up Interstate 30. We that drive it every day, we understand that, we know that. But the guys down in TxDOT that are making the decisions, they don't.
In yesterday's meeting, the group passed a resolution that was included in a letter to the Texas Transportation Commission. It called for a study to be done along the entirety of Interstate 30 in Texas. The resolution also recommended some specific improvements.
Six-lane divided concrete highway, continuous frontage roads from the length of the corridor, enhanced access conducive to development in populated areas, deployment of technological advances such as intelligent transportation systems to increase mobility, safety, and efficiency along the corridor, increased safety precautions including better lighting, design standards, and barriers.
The population boom in Texas is well documented. The state's population has tripled since 1960, and the current rate of growth is putting stress on the state's health, education, and transportation systems. But as far as Interstate 30 goes, there's another reason for concern that comes from what might seem like an unlikely source. Global trade through the Panama Canal is expected to make a big impact in Texas. A new canal is being built in Panama, parallel to the old one. Bob McFarland of the Franklin County Industrial Foundation went on a recent fact-finding trip to Panama. He shared his story at yesterday's event.
And the new canal will double the capacity in terms of tonnage of the Panama Canal.
McFarland said that when the new canal is completed, expect a dramatic increase of freight liners from Asia, packed with shipping containers, coming into Texas ports. The flood of goods will then be loaded onto the state's rail and interstate highway systems. In Northeast Texas, community and business leaders want Interstate 30 to be ready before the increase in truck traffic makes the highway too crowded or dangerous. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.